What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
For so many people living with an autoimmune condition like myasthenia gravis or chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, the emotional toll can be as real as the physical symptoms. That's why, in an all-new season of Untold Stories, Life with a Severe Autoimmune Condition from Ruby Studio and Argenix, host Martine Hackett will get to the heart of the emotional journey for individuals living with these conditions. To find community and inspiration on your journey, listen now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Looking
like the trap of dawn. Giving them all.
Just like a million bucks.
Things in its cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Keep saying it. Can't stop. Man, oh man, oh man. What a journey it has been. I thank God for every single step of the way. I learned to thank him for the bad times too, because it taught me something. All the bad times, all the failures, they became valuable experiences in my life. Every time I failed, I learned a little bit more about getting up. Every time I was told no, it moved me one step closer to yes. It made me stronger. It toughened my skin. It made me learn how to deal with haters. It made me learn how to deal with people who don't have your best interests at heart. Man, ain't y'all all out there feeling me on this one right here. It teaches you who is who in your life. It shows you who you can depend on and who you can't. And at the end of the day, what has taught me most of all my hardships in my life, and it's really about me and God. That is the one factor that has been never changed in my life. God has always been the same for me and for you and for all of us. His word is true. It don't waver. It don't shake. You can shape it, readjust it if you want to. It is really the way it's written. It really is. You have your version of it if you want to, but if you just read it the way it is, it's real clear. Ain't no loopholes in it. Every time you jump through a loophole, there's something over there written that counters that. So here's what I want to get to today. Listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Listen to me close. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. If you hear me clearly, I'm really finna show you something this morning. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Steve, what you talking about? See, here's what's wrong with a lot of people. Here's what's stopping so many people. You keep looking. We keep looking for others to save us. We keep looking for someone else to rescue us. We always looking for some group of people or somebody to accept us. We keep looking for someone else's approval. We always looking for some group or somebody to deliver us. Somebody, some group of people to give us credibility. Somebody or some group of people who says we matter. We spend so much time right there. And when the Calvary don't come over the hill, when there ain't no saving and ain't no deliverance and you don't get accepted and don't nobody really come to save you and don't nobody vouching for you and giving you credibility, it throw you into something. Now you into this little state of, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, you got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. You want to know what the real deal is, y'all? It's you and God. And it's the God in you. Man, I wish I could explain this right to you today. I want you to feel me on this right here. When you shake everything out the way, get rid of all your expectations of people. The relationship you thought was going to last forever that didn't make it. The child that you wanted to be this that turned out to be that. Your friend you thought was your friend that stabbed you in the back. You found out they wasn't. The job you thought was going to keep you and you'd retire on, they done closed down, gave you a pink slip. All of this, man, that the promise that somebody told you they was going to loan you this money, and on loan day, they say they ain't got it. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This money you thought was going to come through on this check, the check ain't there. Oh, man, how many disappointments in life can you get? You thought you had enough credit hours to graduate. You found out 2 weeks before you didn't, you can't graduate. Oh, listen here, man, what's going to happen? Man, look at the disappointment in my life right now. But let me explain something to you. When you get rid of all of that, guess what you really got? You got God. That's the whole enchilada, baby. That's the ball of wax. That's the monkeys in the barrel. That's the bag of chips. Listen to me. If you got God, do you understand that that's sufficient? That's all you need? Can you feel me now? You and God and the God in you is really what you need. Stop looking for all these outside sources for approval, to gain acceptance, to get credibility, somebody to save you, the Calvary coming over the hill. Why won't they recognize me? Why won't they give me closure? Why they fire me? Why they foreclosing on my house? Don't they know I'm laid off? When you get through with all of that whining, it's going to come down to you and God and the God in you. If God created man in his own image, God is a part of you. There is a piece of you that's godly. I don't care who you are. I don't care what mistake you made. The murderer that's sitting in jail today because of a moment in his life that he's now paying for has God in him. The biggest criminal, when he gets through criminalizing or whatever you want to call it, and he's sitting there by himself, there is a piece of God in him that lets him know this ain't the way. This wrong. You can love this money if you want to, but you out of line and you gonna pay. At the end of the day, when I get through on this microphone, on this TV, all these articles, when I get through with all of that, you know what it come down to? Because, see, it ain't always been this way for me. You know, I've been trying to get here, trying to get there. Listen to me. It's been me and God. And it's been the God in me. When I woke up a few years back and I realized that's really what it was, it changed my whole life. It changed my whole life. Your whole life can get changed when you realize that it's really you and God and the God in you. Really? Man, people disappoint you. You argue with people. You fall out with people. You break up with people. You divorce people. You got people who you thought was friends. All of a sudden, you find out they talking about, it's crazy out here. You be going, what's going on? What's really going on? But that's because, guess what? You got all yours banked on them. When you going to bank it on the one thing that you can count on? God's word ain't changed since we got here. It's solid. If you pray, believe, work hard, don't doubt, you'll get whatever you ask for. That's a fact. That ain't no rumor. There's people out here doing it every day. Now, if you ain't trying that, listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. There is a weapon available to man called prayer. Use that. See, I look at my life, man, whenever I get a little shaky, I look back. Oh, hey, man, I ain't really talked with him too much yesterday. Uh-oh. Tighten up. I'm just telling you real. You got a better answer? Oh, I know what. Oh, my bad, Steve. Nah, Steve, I ain't winning because they ain't give me the loan. Oh, nah, Steve, I ain't winning because she left me. He left me. I ain't winning, Steve, because I got stuck with these kids. I got a divorce. They fired me. They foreclosed on my home. That's why I ain't winning. You ain't winning because you ain't praying. You got to pray and believe and work. That's the key. Come on, man. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. It's just you and God, and it's the God in you. And what y'all gonna do about that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today gathered for the radio show. This is not a game. This is a contest. Anybody can win it. You can get your own blue ribbon. Step right up. One, all for one. All ye who come, you are blue ribbon candidates. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Contest. What do you want a blue ribbon in today? That's the question. Shirley, what do you think you could qualify to get a blue ribbon in?
Just the way I do the show, the way I run the show.
Carla, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon in?
The way I direct the show.
Now, let's begin the ignorance. Junior, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon
in? I could get a blue ribbon in animal sounds.
See what I'm talking
Junior.
About?
Junior!
See that? Let the English begin. Jay, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon in?
Ignorance from nowhere. When you don't think it's coming. Straight ignorant. Yes.
Ignorance out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nephew Tommy, share with us what you could get a blue ribbon in that you have probably already have thousands.
The seriousness of stupidity. I bring it to a whole nother level.
I just have to say one thing. Seriously, Junior, I take offense with what you did because on the show, I do animal noises. I do animal sounds.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Shirley, you can't change your answer. You don't do but one.
He doesn't do animal noises.
What?
I do animal noises on the show.
Okay, hold up. Stop. Shirley, do a kangaroo. What happened to this kangaroo? Okay, Shirley, do a gorilla. Okay. Shirley, now do a chimpanzee.
She's good at that, man. She's really, really good. At
Thank you. Yeah,
that was Caesar there.
Who was that one? Who was that? Shirley? That was Shirley?
Yeah, that was Shirley, man.
Now, that was very
That
good,
was her
man.
Best one.
That was your
Now watch her kill this one. Do a dog, Shirley. Okay, Shirley. Shirley, do a sheep. Okay, Shirley. Shirley, do a pig.
Oink.
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 Oink. Oink is just how it's spelled. It don't sound like oink.
I don't know. Like I didn't.
Just pronounced the word.
Oink. I don't know what a pig sounds like. Just like I don't know what a kangaroo sounds like.
You sure didn't. I wanted to hear that. We'll be back with more Shirley sounds. Right after this, all morning, the talented Shirley Strawberry. And we didn't even know she did animal sounds.
Yes, you
We're going to the jungle when we come back, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
Butt cheeks.
So dumb. What? I'm crazy.
That's the name of the prank, butt cheeks.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Carmen, Miss Carmen.
This is Nate. My ass is calling.
I'm the principal at the high school where your daughter goes. This is Mr. Porter. Porter, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Is everything good?
Yeah. Everything is fine. Now, your daughter is 10th grade, Crystal, right?
Correct.
Okay. I want to make sure we got so many kids with the same names. I wanted to make sure I had the right person. So here's the issue. You say your name was Nate?
Yeah.
Okay. Nate, the problem we're having here at the school is, I don't know if you are aware of it, but when your wife drops Crystal off at school, we've got the parents as well as some of the teachers. They're complaining about what she's wearing. What she's wearing when she drops the kids off. Evidently, her clothes are very skimpy, and her butt cheeks are out. You know, I don't know if she's. I haven't actually seen her, but I've been getting these reports from. We've been getting.
That's a little strange to me. I'm typically at work. I don't know what she's wearing. I'm gonna have to talk to her later on today.
Okay. Well, what I was gonna suggest. I thought I was calling her phone. I didn't know I was going to get you, but what I wanted to do is get her to come up here so I can see what she wearing, you know?
I think I got this handled, dude. I can take care of it.
I think it's going to be better for both of us. Like if I was to able to see her, and let her,
look, player, I got it. My daughter, this is not even really concerning my daughter. This is, this is above that pay grade. Let me handle it. So, my daughter going to the principal's office is one thing. I'd be on top of that, but I'm definitely gonna be on top of this. So, like I said, I think I got this handled.
Right. Now your wife Carmen is she there?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any way I can talk to her?
No. Like I told you, I think I got this one. I can take care of this. My thing is, I've already told you that three times. I don't know where you're really going with this. I'm gonna talk to her, and get the situation rectified as soon as I can.
Okay.
But you don't need to see her, you know, or talk to her or nothing like
being
that.
Being the principal here at the school, sir, and like I said, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, handle this school in an orderly fashion and make sure that all things are taken care of around here and we have no issues and no problems. So
you're not talking to my daughter, you're talking to me. I'm a husband, I'm a father. I'm telling you, when I tell you I got to handle, I got it handled.
I understand that, but I have to handle my school, though. You understand that? I have to handle the school.
I will drop my daughter off myself.
Okay, I understand that.
I need to come up there and talk to you?
No, I need your wife to come talk to me. I need to see what she'd be wearing.
You don't need to talk to my wife, little player. Do you have a wife?
I have a wife.
Your wife can come to my office.
What are you talking about?
No, what are you talking about? That my wife needs to come and so you can inspect her outfit. I'm not playing that game, player. We're not doing that.
Okay, I need to see what your wife be wearing when she's dropping these keys.
Give me your cell phone. I'll send you a picture.
Hey man, I think we must have gone down the wrong street with this conversation.
Yeah, no, we definitely down the wrong boulevard on this one, player.
Okay.
Let me just make it very clear to you. My wife, you seeing that in the office and all that, maybe we can come up there tomorrow if it's going to be me and her. No, she's not coming up to the principal's office. We don't need to do all that.
But we don't have a problem with you. We just need her. I just need to see.
No, you're going to have a problem with me if we keep going down this road right now.
Okay, so, bro, it's okay for her to have her butt cheeks out when she dropped the kids off, but as soon as I want to have her come out of office for a meeting about this situation.
Well, right now, you claiming her butt cheeks is out, right now, you out of pocket.
Okay, no, it was out of pocket when she pulled up and got out the car and her butt was out of pocket. That's when it was out of pocket. So what you can't do, Nate, is be mad at me about what your wife done put on and wore up into the school.
Look, man, like I said, I'm gonna do what I gotta do on this end. Your end is to handle what's going on in your school.
Well, evidently you're not handling that end over there. So that's why I'm stepping up as the principal of the school, saying I need to have a meeting, a private meeting with your wife, so me and her and I can talk about what she's wearing.
Look, man, I done told you several times, her coming up there on her own is not gonna happen. So this is where we at right now. You know what? You. Not going to happen.
Say what? Say what you say?
You. If what's going to happen tomorrow, I'm going to come up there, drop my daughter off, and come see you.
So you coming here tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay. So are you bringing Miss Carmen with you?
Don't worry about who's with me. I'm not a telephone tough guy, money. I'm coming up there to handle this right now because you out of fucking pocket. Now, this is how it's going down. There will be no butt cheeks coming out tomorrow.
What?
It's just going to be a coming out the car or some real You understand? What's your name again?
My name, I'm Porter, the principal here.
All right. There'll be no butt cheeks tomorrow. You will see me coming out the car.
Okay. Well, there is another issue we got here on the table.
And what is that?
So Miss Carmen, she told you about the conversation she's been having with Tommy?
Who the f*** is Tommy?
So that once again, so your wife ain't telling you nothing. So she hasn't told you nothing about her talking to Tommy.
No, dude, I don't want to play games, man. Who's Tommy?
Okay, so, do you know?
Land the plane, my man.
Okay, cool. Do you know who nephew Tommy is from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
Yeah, I know who nephew. You're my man. He's about to catch a bad one tomorrow morning.
Nate, you just got pranked by your wife, Carmen, baby.
Hey, at least he knows butt cheeks and all, I still love her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, man, I got to ask you something before we go, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And that is.
Oh, my God. All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. CLO Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. This one is from Ken in Dothan, Alabama. Ken says, my sister and I were awarded a good amount of money from a car accident. I'm fully recovered, but she still has to have one more surgery on her leg. Because of that, and since it was her car that was totaled, she wants to split the money 60-40.
The insurance company gave her the money for a car and paid a settlement for pain and suffering. She claims she's had more pain and has suffered more. She says she will take me to court if I don't agree to it. I still can't believe she's tripping. What should I do?
I mean, money make people trip. So, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't understand how y'all settlement is together. That I've never heard of.
Well, maybe they were both in the car.
Well, I've been in a car accidents before. Everybody's settlement is separate. Oh. I don't know how they got. They just paying one lump sum. Now, and she wanted to be 60-40. Mm-hmm. Dog, you through. You out.
Sure. Yeah.
Just give her 60-40. Dog, you already know. Come on, man.
She has to go through one more surgery? Come on.
Dog, just let her have it. But y'all going to break up over this 20%.
That's his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now she wrong for that. Because that ain't how it goes. You're supposed to split the money. Mm-hmm. But I don't, since I really, I've never heard of that before. I'm going to be honest with you. In all my years, I've never heard of a group settlement. And here's the settlement. Y'all work it out. Because it's usually you get this and you get that. Based on your injuries and all like that, she doing, just give her 60-40. What you tripping for, man?
He says he's fully recovered. She still has to have one more surgery on her leg.
No, just let her have it. It ain't worth that, man.
It's not. He didn't say it was a sizable settlement. He just said the insurance company gave her money for a car, paid a settlement for pain and suffering, and she still wants to split the money 60-40 because she has more pain and has suffered more, which is true.
Yeah, she has.
Well, the car was hers, obviously.
Yeah, it was hers.
So they paid for the car. Now, the pain and suffering, I don't know how they lumped it together. I've never heard of that again. Mm-hmm. But, okay, let's just say, for practical purposes, it's $100,000. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's $100,000.
Okay.
You give her $60,000, you get $40,000. Mm-hmm. No, go on about
your business. Where's everybody mad at?
Yeah, why would you want to tie this up in court, get attorneys, have to pay them? That's crazy. Just take the $40,000. She's still got to have another surgery. Come on, brother.
Mm-hmm. The dude wasn't that hurt no day.
Right.
That's why he ain't going.
He writing in. He threw it, yeah. Sir. Oh,
the car slammed into her side of the car.
Yeah, and she's... All right, Jonas in Harlem says, I'm dating my cousin's ex, and she recently told him about us. He said he doesn't mind and gave me his blessing, but every time my cousin and I are with our boys, he makes jokes about me getting his sloppy seconds. I can take the joking, but he also talks about how he used to make her squeal and call out his name. That's when I get to the point of wanting to fight him. Mind you, he dated her when they were 20, and he's 31 he's 31 and it must mean she's 31 and he's 32 now.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Well, how do I get him to stop disrespecting me and my girlfriend?
Pull him over to the side and say, hey dog, listen to me. Now you gave me your blessings, you told me it was cool. Mm-hmm. But what I don't appreciate is you dogging her in front of everybody. And real men don't do that. Mm-hmm. Dog, just leave my girl's name out your mouth. I'm going to ask you kindly. But if you keep doing it, bro, then I'm going to have a problem with that. And you disrespecting her and me when you do that. That's a simple conversation. Then if he do it after that, then you got to go and do something to him.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, you got to go and do something to him.
Call him, you have to whoop his ass after that.
It's just man law after that. What? If I ask you not to disrespect my girl no more, and I come to you man to man, away from the other fellas, uh-huh, and you get right back in front of me and you do it again, what you saying is, I do what I want to do. I don't give a damn about you. Now, I've talked to you, so obviously that wasn't the point.
Okay.
So when I bust you upside your damn forehead, I bet you understand me then.
Question.
We're not shooting, we fight.
Question. Would you have dated your cousin's ex?
And then a lot of that depends on how fine she is.
I knew that's what it is.
I need you to tell the truth.
And that was 12 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, 12 years ago, a lot of things changed. I don't know how it happened, but, you know, they probably wasn't that close. That could happen.
They sound like they're pretty close, but okay. Shakita in Birmingham says, I'm dating a guy that thinks he's a great comedian, but he's not. He's almost 40, and he's still doing private events and can't get into any of the bigger events. I know he's not funny, but I can't tell him. I think his appearance is a problem, too. He's only 5'8", and he's stocky. Not fat, but stocky. The audience
a lot of comedians 5'8 and fat. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's them damn jokes he telling.
The audience at his last show talked about him, and their jokes were funnier than his. How can I give him a little feedback without hurting his pride?
How he ain't getting the feedback? The audience is telling jokes to him that's funny to him. What, is he listening? Listen to me. Comedians don't need feedback. It's instant. The thing about our profession is, it's instant. Mm-hmm. This ain't you write a song, you release it, you hope they like it. No, you tell that joke, you know that night.
Immediately.
Instant. Instant.
Well, so she wants to tell him. Yeah, but she doesn't want to hurt his ego and his pride.
Well, the king of comedy just told you. Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. If you're standing up there dying, there's no worse pain. You might as well go on telling. You know, but there's a lot of people that hear laughs in their head that ain't there. I know some comedians like that. Just be telling jokes. Just be hollering. In their mind, they hear a concert.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Anyone in a relationship knows that no matter how much you love someone, you know, kissy kissy, smoochy, all of that, how much you love them, there are things about them that get on your nerves. Okay? A Reddit poll asked, what's the one thing you wish you could say to your spouse or your mate, but you cannot bring yourself to say it because you know it's going to cause World War III up in there? Some had, you know, like little bitty gripes, like mild gripes.
We can just go with that. I got one.
All right. Oh.
Why don't you shut up?
Whoa.
Okay, let me...
That's not me. Let's better be clear, baby.
Okay,
that's not me.
Let me ask this question before you jump the gun, Mr. Harvey.
You said what you want to say, but you don't say because you scared.
To your spouse or your mate or your significant other. Did you miss
once
that
again.
Part? Is there something you want to say to your wife, your significant other, but you're too scared to say? I'll say it one more time.
Why is my answer not sufficient?
It's not that it's not sufficient.
You got a lot of aggression on you.
Yes. Are you serious right now?
Oh, don't act like y'all. See what killed me now? Now here, these two fools all of a sudden is concerned with their
Christian. I totally agree with you. This is the time I definitely agree with you.
But then what this is about.
Every man wants to say that.
And that's what I say for them.
Wants to say it.
Believe
it or not, there are times in a relationship, and I've been in a lot, when a man really don't want to hear what you got to say. At all.
Okay, now I understand. I get that. Okay. But to say it like you said it, Steve.
But you said it.
You said, what is something you want to say,
to your wife.
But you to your wife or spouse, but you can't cause you scared.
Right. You just can't.
But shut your
This is what my husband is thinking.
Yeah, Shirley.
Well, not all the time.
Shirley.
But I'm sure there's
not
been
all the time. Shirley.
I'm devastated.
We thought that when y'all be right.
I'm devastated.
There's some things I want to say now.
Yeah.
Well, right, come on, Tommy. Give me one of them.
Come on, Tommy.
Are we ever going to do it when I want to do it? Huh? You the one picking shoes all the damn time? Hell.
That's never going
to happen. Wow, you guys really have stuff on your mind.
You said what
heart.
You want to say.
Yes, but are
but
you...
you're afraid to say it.
I didn't think you would say that.
Okay, I got one.
Come
Every
on,
man
Jay.
Has wanted to say this.
What?
Every man. You think you can cook that meal, but you cannot. You ain't never got it right.
The hatred that I have built up
it's
in my heart right now for you
it's
guys.
It's thing we have it's not said, Shirley. No man has said it.
All right, come on, Steve. You have more. Dang. Something you want to say to your wife or significant other that you're too scared to say.
Oh.
You just like your mama.
God.
I got one.
Here it is.
No, okay.
Is.
Yeah, Tommy first.
Just because you having these damn hot flashes don't mean I'm having. Okay?
I got one.
All right, come
Every
on,
man.
Jay. I hate all
yes,
of you.
Yes, that dress makes your butt look big, okay?
Yes.
No, I don't want to hear that.
I got one.
What?
You ready?
What?
Hell no, I don't like what you got on, but we got to get out of here because we late already.
You've only changed 10 times.
So, baby, you like this? Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Yeah, we good. Oh, you nailed it. That's it. Hit it.
Bam.
No, we
go ahead.
We saying what we want to say.
What you want to say, but can't say.
What you want to say, but you can't say.
See, Tommy, see, this is how scared you are. You trying to make
you go with the bit.
Man, okay, let me make sure. Here it is. The girl I had before we got married knew how to cook some damn gumbo.
Oh.
She knew what the hell she was doing.
Oh. Okay. Tommy, you can't say that.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. No, but you can say what you said. It's all
hell
the
no.
same.
Hell no. Shirley,
Ooh.
All right, I got every man is one to say.
What?
You ask me if she's fine, and I'm going to answer. Yes, she is fine.
As hell.
So this is what you guys are holding in. Okay, all right. Is there something you want to say to your wife or significant other that you're too afraid to say? Steve, anything else to get off your chest? Your chest? What?
Well, I guess you got one right quick, Tommy.
I don't love you like that. I don't love you like that right there. That right there, I don't love you like that, but I'm just saying.
You want another one?
Yes, that's what, yeah. Yes. Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah. I wish I never had met your ass.
Oh, my God.
I got one to close it out.
Really
this
do.
Really
I really,
thing.
I wish I had never met your ass.
Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes you just do that too hard. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, come on now.
This has to be like...
Thank you, Jay.
Like that movie that's out with Taraji P. Henson, What Men Want. You know, she can read their thoughts.
Yeah.
Thank God. Every woman can read her husband's thoughts. I hate all of you. I really do right now.
Oh, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather give up your cell phone for a month or would you rather give up bathing for a month? Hello?
Bathing?
For bathing?
I'm finna put together some funky deals. I can't make no money without this phone.
I'ma just carry my laptop. I see my son FaceTime on his computer and everything. Because let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
If you laying in the bed naked on your stomach and you raise your knee up by your chest, that dry ice cloud comes out your crack, eases up over the hump of your booty, and slides along your waistline, roll up over your elbow, and it come down behind your shoulder. It looked like dry ice, except it's invisible, but imagine that white dry ice smoke, and then it come around your face, and it just lock on your face. You can't get it off.
I'd rather not.
Man, so you're going to bathe.
I got to, man. Ain't no way in the world. That dog, that third day, and you got 27 more.
Yeah, for a whole month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thursday.
You might not even have to raise your leg up after 2 weeks.
You just need to stop walking.
Man, if you walking and flies just buzzing around your ass, just following you, just buzzing. You looking like pig peeing on Charlie Brown.
That's pretty nasty.
All right, would you rather never age physically? Never age physically? Or would you rather never age mentally?
Mm. Oh, I could stay right here. I'm fine right here. I got enough to make it on in. If I think like this at 100, I'd be cool.
So physically?
Yeah. Oh, physical. Stay right here.
Would you rather never age physically
about all this on the show, you know, we're a pretty good-looking morning show when you look at us, you know.
Yes.
Tommy and Junior can still run. Yeah. I can trot for short distances.
We mobile for
short distances. If I do an outburst, it's got to be about 4-5 steps.
Gotta shut it down.
I immediately got to pull up because a hamstring is about to come right after that.
Don't hurt nothing.
Don't pull anything. And Junior, what about you? Would you rather never age physically or mentally?
Mentally. I want to be mentally good. Physically, it ain't working for me now. I'm just in there. I'm in the gym, but ain't nothing happening in there.
Tommy, quickly.
Physically.
Oh, okay.
Well, you
okay.
Stop,
all right. Well, thank you. That's our round.
Developing physically. Well, he been done that.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time now for Comedy Roulette. Come on, Jay, set it up, please.
Let me break it down for you. We take three subjects, put those three subjects on a wheel, spun the wheel. Where the wheel stops, because we are comedians, we can make the damn thing funny. Watch us. Watch us. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right, here are today's categories. Number one, things people say when they don't know they are on speakerphone. Oops. things your mate has that you wish they would throw away. And then how about this one? Things that a friend says to embarrass you. Oh, wow. Whoa. Those are three good ones. Ready?
They are.
Throw away.
Throw away. Yes. That's the one I want.
Throw away? It stopped on. We've all been here. Things people say when they don't know they are on speakerphone. Let's go.
Here we go. Things people say when they don't know they're on speakerphone. I ain't going over there. That whole house stank. I ain't going over there.
Not the whole house.
The whole house stank.
Oh, my goodness.
Look here. I'm going to say this here. If Larry and them over there, I ain't coming, because you know I don't blankety blank with Larry. You already know that. You know damn well I don't. You know I don't.
This is things people say when they don't know they on speakerphone. His ass on the phone.
His ass is on the phone. Things people say when they don't know they on speakerphone. Yeah, I got $5, but I ain't gonna lend it to her ass. I wish the hell I would.
Hey, listen, is Rhonda got her big ass over there?
Oh.
Keep her off my couch, because she the reason why the couch uneven now. She the main reason why it's uneven.
Hey, you're on speakerphone. Speaker. They can hear you.
Same people say when they don't know they on speakerphone.
Come on, Steve.
Man, I can't stand none of their ass.
You on speaker? Let me pick up.
Things people say when they don't know they on speakerphone. Oh, I wish the hell I would go to the funeral. I didn't like him when he was alive. How the hell I'm a boy?
Hey, baby, look at him.
We are so wrong.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, girl. I want you to do what you did with that jelly last night. That's what I want you to do. The same thing. That, what you did with that jelly last night, I want you to do the same thing tonight, girl. Oh, what?
They ain't get to say when they don't know they ain't
Come on, Steve.
You know this is Taylor.
Things people say when they don't know they on the speakerphone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is his ugly ass mama over there?
Not the mama, though.
I love it. Things people say when they don't know they on speakerphone. He got a brand new car, but he missing 6 teeth. Now, that don't make no damn sense.
You're right about that.
Hey, Wayne over there. Wayne. he don't even know I'm hitting his old lady. He don't even know that. He don't know, dog. He don't
know. Close it out, Steve. Close it out, man.
Oh, gosh.
Things people say when they don't know they on speakerphone. Hey, you know you left your panties over here last
night. What? I'm at my mama's house.
Everybody looking at this phone.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hey, Miss Jenkins.
You're on speakerphone. All right. Thank you, guys. That's Comedy Roulette. Coming up next, Nephew in the building with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. We'll get into it in just a bit. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Can we use your casket?
What?
Can we use your casket?
Get your own. I've never heard of
Hey, 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 we're going through a little something. We're going through a little something.
We don't lend caskets.
Can you loan me a casket till I get on my feet? Okay,
oh just can.
Wow.
Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Vicky.
This is Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, how you doing? Are you the niece of I think it's Ain't your aunt?
Yes.
Okay, and your aunt passed away. How many years ago your aunt passed?
It was about 5 years ago.
Okay, listen, I'm over here at the funeral home. My sister just passed away, and they gave me your phone number. Did you guys? We're going through a little bit of a situation here. Did you guys aunt have? You know, your aunt was a heavyset woman. Is that right?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Now they had to. Did they have to put her in a? Did they have a bill, a special casket for her?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're kind of going through with my sister. We ordered a special casket for my sister, and I'm assuming this is the same thing that you guys went through. I've called several of her children, but I wasn't able to get in touch with anybody, but the funeral home actually had your name on file as well. So they gave me your number where I would be able to talk to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. You can speak to me, but, you know, what seems to be the problem?
Well, listen, the funeral is actually in 2 days.
Okay.
And we ordered one of those special caskets, but it doesn't look like it's going to be in for another week. So, you know, it's almost like we're not going to have a casket for her, you know, for the funeral. And, okay. you know, the, like I said, the funeral home told us about, you know, that you guys were the last ones that ordered a casket of that size. And, you know, me and the rest of the family has been, you know, we've been trying to figure out what to do and what to do. Do you think it's any way possible we can borrow the casket that your aunt is in? And then when the casket comes in that we ordered, we can put her in that casket and put her back down to rest like she's always been. Do you think that's
possible? Excuse me?
Hello?
Hello? Excuse me, could you repeat yourself? What exactly are you asking me?
Well, what I'm saying is, do you think we can borrow your aunt's casket? Because, you know, the funeral is in 2 days, and the casket is not going to be in order for us to be able to bury her in a casket for, the, you know, to accommodate her size. That's what I'm asking.
What kind of is this you're talking about? First of all, who is this?
Okay, no, my name is Larry. Like I said, my name is Larry. I got you guys. Like I said, I tried to call some of her kids, but nobody ever picked up when I called.
Okay, well,
and, but
well,
they said
yeah,
that they you, had her niece's number on file, too. You are her niece, Vicky, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think that maybe you can talk to the children and see if we can maybe use that particular casket?
Okay, wait a minute. What the f*** talking about? This some first of all, who is this? You got to be losing your mind if you think I'm going to let you dig up my auntie for just to bury your sister.
Yeah, but I understand where you're coming from, but what I'm trying to say is that we don't have a casket big enough, and they let us know that you guys were the last ones that had a casket that, you know.
What they got to do with us? That's your sister. Figure it out. Have you lost your
No. Well, okay, first of all, what I'm trying to do is this. The family been grieving pretty hard, and I just wanted to make sure that the funeral would be right. And it ain't going to be right if we don't have...
That be?
We don't,
how do you think my family going to feel digging my auntie up? You lost your mind. Man, don't call me with this. Who is the funeral home that gave you my number to ask me to use the casket so you can bury your sister? Who is the name of that person?
I can't remember, but it was the guy, the funeral director let me know that you guys had went through a situation where you had to bury your aunt. Like I said,
and
I tried to call.
And what's your name again?
My name is Larry.
Okay, Larry, this is a stupid. I don't know what gave you my phone number to call me asking you this dumb. Can you believe this? They call here asking me so can they dig up a so they can bury their sister. It's not fault that his sister don't have a casket. Hello?
No. I understand it's not your fault. What I'm trying to say is would y'all show some sympathy and some love for what me and my family going through, because we don't have a casket. Like I say, my sister was a heaven set woman.
That's all fine and good. You know, my condolences go out to you and your family. You know, I'm trying to be as reserved as I can with this whole situation. But do you understand what kind of stupid you're asking me right now to actually dig up my aunt? Who's been in the ground for 5 years to bury your sister?
But Vicky, let me ask you this, you know. If we use it, your aunt ain't gonna know. She ain't gonna know we use it.
What kind of stupid for you to say to me? My aunt and I, we don't know. Are you stupid? What kind of you talking? Are you smoking crack? We don't know. She not ground no more.
First of all, you know what? I appreciate you trying to work with me, but I want to say this. You don't even have the authority to make that decision. If you give me one of the numbers to one of your cousins,
I was really trying to be nice and be calm, but guess what? We're not doing this stupid. I'm trying to be nice to you and tell and try to help you out, but no, you want me to get ignorant and act stupid with you. I was trying to be nice and sympathetic, but we're not doing it. I'm not giving you the number. I got the authority to tell you right now, no, we're not digging her up so you can bury your sister. Figure it out.
Okay, so that's just it? I can't talk to now?
Yeah,
one of
that's it. No, you ain't talking to nobody. You talking to me.
Okay, I got something else I need to tell you though. I need to tell you something else. Are you listening?
To tell me.
I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vicky, your sister Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Hold up. Who is this again?
Vicky, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, yeah. So you got me over here all worked up. I'm cussing. I'm going to keep she play too much. She ain't got to.
Vicky, I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show for y'all. Crazy.
you know, there's some people that they kill me. You just, you know, where's the love? You know,
yeah,
a brother just want a casket for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying?
Not willing to share.
Yeah,
a casket.
Selfish.
I mean, I just don't understand. Now that woman already has been laid to rest, so it's not like we messing up her funeral or nothing.
Yeah.
Where's the love?
Christian
man?
Tommy.
Like
she's
like the same way. Oh man, come
somebody
on.
Gonna whip you really bad.
What, Steve?
Listen to me. Somebody gonna whip you really bad. You talking about
he
digging a black
got
people.
It then.
See, that's see,
that's a lying, Steve.
Yeah, see, you did that with that other brother one time when you was talking about digging up. He said, man, I just got these people to stop crying last week. I figured, what?
Yeah. I'm just trying to borrow a casket for a few days, man. Can you loan me a casket till I get on my feet? That's all.
No.
Play too much. Hey, you Tommy.
Crazy.
All right, the nephew is back on stage. Back on stage October 6, 7, 8. October 6, 7, 8. Killeen, Texas. Twice as funny comedy club. The nephew will be in town. Tickets are on sale right now. So I get a little break in September, but back at it in October. Because September belongs to the wife. That's what it belongs to. She get all the September. Oh, Lord. I can't wait for October. Lord.
See? You did good, didn't you? Messed up.
Yeah.
Right up into there. September belongs to the wife, so I'll be back on stage in October.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Who knows? It could be you.
Oh, I forgot he ain't here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter. Put your hands together for my girl, Shirley Strawberry.
All right, subject. Thank you, Junior. Subject, I'm tired of sneaking around with her. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 27-year-old single man, and I would love to stop sneaking around with the love of my life. I've been friends with my secret lover for 20 years, and our parents are best friends. Our families did everything together for over 20 years, but they have no idea about our secret romance. She and I have been best friends since we were 7. By the time we turned 13, she was blossoming into a woman, and I liked it. She was curious about my body, and I enjoyed caressing hers when she let me. On her 17th birthday, she told me she was ready to have sex, and she wanted me to be her first. That was the moment I had been waiting for. So we both had sex for the first time. I fell in love with her by the time I was 18. We continued to secretly have sex throughout college, and now that we're grown, she still likes to sneak around with me. I've dated other girls, but no other woman compares to her. I have asked her to be my girlfriend so many times, but she is afraid of what her parents will think. She's been dating a guy for almost 2 years, and we still have sex often, She's told me that she's not had sex with him, and I believed her until recently when she told me that he's talking about marriage. My heart started beating fast, and I panicked and poured out all of my feelings to her and said I wanted to be with her and marry her. She said we could never be together because although we are not blood relatives, our families are linked so closely, it's like we're related. I yelled at her that I don't make love to my relatives. Why won't she give us a chance? I don't want to lose her for good, so what should I do? Wow. You don't want to lose her for good. Well, she's gone. I mean, you've already lost her. She never wanted you for anything more than a side piece anyway. Everything was always in secret, okay? She's never given you any reason to think otherwise. All you have to do is listen to her and read between her lines. You are her side piece, her jump off, her plaything, and that's it. I mean, there are clues throughout the letter. You say, now that we're grown, she still likes to sneak around with you. Yeah, she wants to keep you a secret. She won't date you because she's afraid of what her parents might think, really, but she's grown. You just said you guys are grown. You've told her you want to be with her and you want to marry her. Still, nothing from her. Nothing. She's thinking about marrying some other guy. She said you guys could never be together because you're relatives. Excuse after excuse after excuse with this one. She knows you're not related, but she's using that so she can keep things as they are, so you can be her little secret, okay? You know, she just wants you for sex. I hope you know that. And because you're in love with her, you just keep giving her what you want, what she wants, whenever she wants it, which means she gets to have you and her fiance. She gets her cake and she can eat it too. Who is this woman? I mean, what is this hold on you she has? You got to move on from her. You do. I know you've dated other women, but you can't stop comparing them to her. You got to stop that. That's the way you move on. I mean, you got to step back and take a look at what's really going on here. I just say wake up, stay woke after you wake up from this dream you're in about her. Then maybe hopefully you'll stop being her little, you know, secret, her little guinea pig, her little plaything, and you can move on from there. Steve?
100% completely disagree. Yeah, boy. Come on now. This opportunity, pimp. Let me walk you through this thing. I'm tired of sneaking around with her. 27-year-old single man, you want to stop sneaking around with the love of your life? Boy, come on. Do you know how many women are dying to hear that? That's why I know we got a chance here. I've been friends with my secret lover for over 20 years. I didn't know what the hell was going on here, We best friends. Our family did everything together for 20 years, but they had no idea about our secret romance. Now, this is where the letter take a little bit of a delusional turn. She and I have been best friends since we were 7. By the time we turned 13, she was blossoming into a woman.
13?
No, she wasn't.
At 13, no. I was flat-chested, skinny.
Doggy. No, she wasn't. No. Shirley, you was flat-chested?
Okay, stick with the letter. Okay. Yeah, just I was curious. At 13, yeah.
Look at Monica over there shaking her head. This lying heifer. What she say that for?
I was.
By the time, and she was, time 13, she was blossoming into the woman, and I like it. Dog, no, she wasn't. She was curious about my body, and I enjoyed caressing hers. And when on her 17th birthday, she was ready to have sex. She wanted me to be her first. That was the moment I had been waiting for, my dude. Okay. So we both had sex for the first time. I fell in love with her by the time I was 18. We secretly had sex throughout college, and now we grown. She still likes to sneak around with me. I've dated other girls, but no other woman compares to her. I've asked her to be my girlfriend many times, but she's afraid of what her parents will think when we come back. Boy, we finna get there.
We'll have part two of Steve's response to the strawberry letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, I'm tired of sneaking around with her. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. We totally disagree on this one.
Yeah, a little dude been in
completely
friends with this girl since they were seven. They 27 now. Turned 13, she started developing into a woman. I tried to tell this boy in this letter she wasn't a woman at 13. Y'all,
no, sir.
Got to 17, y'all had sex for the first time for the both of y'all. You fell in love with her by 18. Y'all had sex all throughout college secretly without your parents knowing. I don't know how cool these damn parents is. Why they wouldn't be all right with their babies linking up together. I don't know what this damn relationship is y'all parents got, but it's too big in this letter. Y'all had sex for the first time. This was the moment I've been waiting for. Yes, yes it is. So we both had sex for the first time. I fell in love with her by the time I was 18. We had sex throughout college, and now we've grown. She still likes to sneak around with me. Wow. I've dated other girls. Here we go. But no other woman compares to her. Nothing compares to you. Oh, man. That was the jam, boy. See, they got songs about this. Just need to get to the chorus. Boom, boom. Got money. You've been gone.
Oh, yeah. But nothing
come on
can take away this blue.
Oh. Here we go.
Nothing compares.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
It's been so lonely without you here.
Thank you so much for that, Dave. You know, I just wanted to drop that in there because back in the day, we wrote songs about situations. And this boy says, nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. That boy meant this, man. I just wanted to drop that in the middle of the letter. Anyway, oh, I have asked her to be my girlfriend so many times, but she's afraid of what her parents would think. She's been dating a guy for 2 years, but we still have sex often. She told me she ain't having sex with him. I believed her until recently when she told me he's talking about marriage. Here we go. My heart started beating fast. I panicked. I poured all my feelings to her, and I said I wanted to be with her. I want to marry her. She said we could never be together because although we are not blood relatives, our families are linked together so closely. It's like we related. I yelled at her. I don't make love to my relatives. Why won't she give us a chance? I don't want to lose her for good, so what should I do? And we got to go to war, baby. We got to fight, young homie. You 27, listen to somebody that done been to war before. You got to fight for this love of your life. You can't let this punk ass dude win. Who is he? And I said it right. You can't let this punk ass dude win. Who is he?
She doesn't want him.
No, yes she do, Shirley. She just got this thing with this family. She want him. She just don't know how to explain it. All this sneaking around. And now she done had this boyfriend for 2 years. But she's still been sneaking around with the secret lover. Mm-hmm. She can't explain it because she in love with this boy. She don't just love what he do. But the side piece got to turn up, though. See, because all through the relationship, she still got to get the side piece. It's because the side piece is really the main course. He ain't a side dish. He the four piece. No, see, Charlie, he ain't the coleslaw. He the four piece. This dude is the coleslaw. But the coleslaw been gone public. So now she trying to turn coleslaw and mashed potatoes into a damn entree. And it ain't finna work. Because I ain't going to let it go down like that, gun homie. Because we got to get up here and go to war. We at work. We finna put in work. You let me explain something to you, dog. She ain't gonna get away. This is your shot, homie. SC, listen to me. We got to erase what the parents think. You still in the game. Compare yourself to him. This is when it's time. It's time to get the mud out now. It's mud slanging time. Mm-hmm. Who is he? And what is he to you? My friend.
You
want to
hear that now?
Feel his bare appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me that I ought to not let you just walk on me. Oh!
She doesn't want him.
Yes, she do, Shirley. Yeah, no, you don't know what I know, Shirley.
All right,
hey, you don't understand, you. Shirley. We come back, I'm going to finish up with this letter. Come on, Bill, take us out. No, we ain't.
Yes, we do.
Better.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, part three of this strawberry letter. My Steve friend, and I vehemently disagree on this one.
Is their appointed duty.
I'm tired of sneaking around with her.
Well, see, Shirley, this is the love of his life. And it's time for her to understand what they really have. See, she don't even know it's the love of her life. Because they're so busy trying to keep it a secret. And then mom and them, well, when you going to get somebody? Now, she done showed up with this boyfriend for 2 years. Now, how you going to come back and tell her it's always been your friend? That's the problem she got. She done got herself in the spider web. Well, since we're in the spider web, let's go and get all tangled up. Because now you got to start slinging mud. It's mud slinging time now, homie. You got to start comparing yourself to him. Who is he and what is he to you?
All these women out here.
What?
He could get enough. All these women out here. Mm-mm.
They ain't the one he want.
No. The one he want is the love of his life, Shirley. Yeah, you don't always get, but you can fight for it, though. Compare yourself to her. He can't love you like I do. He can't treat you the way I can treat you.
Well, why has she been
jagged edge?
He can't want you the way I want you. This ain't no jagged edge ass moment, you. You don't bring no damn 90s world into me, Junior.
Come on, Junior.
Bring in no damn jagged edge. No damn jagged edge.
He can't love you like I love you.
That ain't what that is. He can't protect you like I'll protect you. I have loved you since the moment I saw you. You have been the love of my life since the moment we touched one another. I can't live without you. I don't breathe without you. I want you more than I want air. I love you more than I love myself. There ain't a lot of women can walk away from this, son. I'm telling you. But now what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take your love for her public. Oh, Lord. Public affirmation is about time to come. If she don't win, then we go for the break. I'll go public with my love for her. I'll go online and say, I'm sorry. And I just tell her in front of the world. It may end it, but this your shot.
Okay.
But do not let the love of your life get away just because she's dating this punk ass boy.
There you go.
All right, Steve. That ends, I hope, part three of today's Strawberry Letter, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger King.
Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Time now to check Steve's voicemail, and if you'd like to leave a message for Steve, call him, 877-29-STEVE. That's 877-29-STEVE. Well, you might just hear your call on the air. Here we go, Howard from Atlanta. Steve?
Hey, Steve. I'm Howard from Atlanta. I'm a white guy that loves your show, and I like black girls. What advice do you have for me in dating black girls? Because I keep striking out because I'm too white. Thanks, Steve. Love you, man.
Well, I got two things for you. When you say too white, I've never been that before, so I really don't have any advice for you on being too white. I've been accused of being too black before.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Never been in the too white zone. So,
the opposite of
you
that.
Know, be proud of whoever you are, whatever you're doing. Be proud. Take pride in yourself. Tanning is a suggestion I might try.
Really?
Unless your whiteness is you're referring to your soul content and your actions. Like, for example, if you try to date a girl and go over their house and you bring a dish, you can't take pumpkin pie over there. That's too white. You know, you got to know that that's just too white. You can't bring the dressing to Thanksgiving and it's in a box called stovetop. That's too white.
We don't do that.
You know, it's just some things you can't do. Just cause it's a mistletoe hanging, you can't kiss everybody under the mistletoe. That's grandmama. Grandmama don't want that.
That's too white.
Now, the other advice, if you do land a sister, buckle up, hold on tight.
Come on.
You in for the ride of your life. And this is not a sexual connotation. I'm talking about all the rest of you. You are going to be questioned about things. And I think you're trying to date some of the greatest forensic scientists ever created.
Yes.
And they love to have a good time. Let me give you the upside to dating sisters. I don't think you can find nobody more beautiful. I don't think they come any sexier. I don't think you can walk any better.
Come on.
I don't think, man, that when they love you, you could get loved anymore. So that right there is what's special about them. And that's not to say that's not the case with anybody else. I said you will get it in a way that you may have never had it before. Not saying that other people are not capable of that, but I'm commending my sisters because I know what they do. That's all I've ever had. I know they talk about when you become well off and all this, they always go somewhere else. I've been at that crib the whole time. I don't know nothing else.
Right.
I appreciate them. I love when the sheets go back.
What happened?
Took a turn.
Just took a turn.
Because there was so much empowerment.
It was so positive.
All of these tones is under that darkness. Lord have mercy.
Are you listening, Howard?
Different shades and tones. Each area has a each area has a different tone to it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, most that I have been with been at minimum tricolored. I've always had a tricolor woman. Three tones. Some mostly four. Because you got the skin, then you got the mouth, then you got the disc, and then you got home plate. All of them is different.
Not home.
Glory.
Jesus!
I don't think he's talking to Howard no more time. I think he's gone.
He's in his zone. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Howard, for your call. And thank you, Steve, for all that love.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, what's the good news about Elevate You? Any selfies come in?
From people at Walmart yesterday, remember
you asked.
You don't know yet?
Hell, too early to tell.
Junior told me he had went into Walmart and he had seen a cutout of me.
Yes, yeah, a display.
Yeah.
I asked Junior, did you take a picture? He said, no, I sure should have. So I said, anybody out there that's going into Walmart to see a cutout of me, would you take a picture and send it to me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to check if they sent it, so I don't know.
You don't even know how to check.
Said the man who thought a video was a selfie. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't even. Even if you sent it to me, how the hell do I check? Oh, somebody sent one.
Yeah. They coming
in. Who
was
that, Mom?
Oh, okay.
In.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news.
Oh, they coming in. Your Monica checks for me. Okay. So Monica got a man over there. That's what I'm looking for. People who can find the cutout of me in the Walmart, if you send it to me, because Elevate You is in Walmarts in stick packs, and the gummies are there. So those delicious green drinks in different flavors are in stick packs only in Walmart. And you can get the gummies for your digestion, your immune system, and your metabolism. All those are in Walmarts exclusively. And if you can't get it in the store, go to Walmart.com. But if you see a picture of me in Walmart, if you could send it to me. Monica, what are you pulling it up on?
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather give up your cell phone for a month, or would you rather give up bathing for a month? Hello?
Bathing?
I'm finna put together some funky deals. I can't make no money without this phone.
I'ma just carry my laptop. I see my son FaceTime on his computer and everything. I got... Because let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
If you laying in the bed naked on your stomach and you raise your knee up by your chest, that dry ice cloud comes out your crack, eases up over the hump of your booty, and slides along your waistline, roll up over your elbow, and it come down behind your shoulder. It looks like dry ice. Except it's invisible, but imagine that white dry ice smoke, and then it come around your face, and it just lock on your face. You can't get it off.
I'd rather not.
Man, so you're going to bathe.
I got to, man. Ain't no way in the world.
Yeah.
Dog, that third day, and you got 27 more.
Yeah, for a whole month. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Thursday.
You might not even have to raise your leg up after 2 weeks.
You just need to stop walking.
Man, if you walking and flies just buzzing around your ass, just following you, just buzzing. You looking like pig peeing on Charlie Brown.
That's pretty nasty.
All right. Would you rather never age physically? Never age physically? Or would you rather never age mentally?
Oh, I could stay right here. I'm fine right here. I got enough to make it on in. If I think like this at 100, I'd be cool with it.
So physically?
Yeah.
Oh, physical. Stay right here.
Would you rather never age physically?
That's my thing about all this on this show. You know, we're a pretty good looking morning show when you look at us.
Yes.
Tommy and Junior can still run. I can trot for short distances.
We mobile for short distances.
If I do an outburst, it's got to be about 4-5 steps.
Gotta shut it down.
I immediately got to pull up because a hamstring about to come right after that.
Don't hurt nothing.
Yeah.
Don't pull anything.
Yeah.
And Junior, what about you? Would you rather never age physically or mentally?
Mentally. I want to be mentally good. Physically, it ain't working for me now. I'm just in there. I'm in the gym, but ain't nothing happening in there.
Tommy, quickly.
Physically.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
Stop,
all right. Well, thank you. That's our round.
Developing physically. Well, he been done that.
We'll be back with our last break of the day and closing from Steve in 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a good day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, really, really, for sure. Really. Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. Kind of went by kind of quick, though.
It did, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't as snappy today as I wanted to be. I don't know what that was.
Oh, yeah, you weren't. You were good. You was
I right, just man. Wasn't as snappy as I wanted to be.
You
better
weren't.
Get snappy, though, because I'm about to take my butt to work, so again. So better get snappy.
Get off one job and go to another one.
Yeah, at least we got commercial breaks on this job. You stand in front of that camera. Uh-huh. Ain't no off. So, hey, you know, let me say this in closing. You know, I want to keep encouraging people to keep making an effort to make your dreams come true. Look, I know that life can be tough at times, and I know there are times when life seems like it's completely unfair. But life ain't really fair. But life ain't really fair for anybody. And what I mean by it's not fair, the unexpected always happens. I mean, you know, as prepared as you may be, you can be setting your plan for your day to go one way or another way, and then something completely happens out of the blue, and it seems unfair. Well, I just want to remind you that that happens to everybody. That's not just happening to you. Life happens to everybody, and these sudden surprises, they seem so unfair, but that's life. The counter that you have for the unexpected is if you are a believer, if you can work yourself up to become a person of faith, if you can form a relationship with your Creator, the thing that will help you get through all of that is the realization that even though the unthinkable has happened, even though this unforeseen circumstance has popped up, this unexplainable moment, just the fact of knowing that God is with me, no matter what happens, He is a very present help for me. In the good times, in the bad times, when it's sunny, when it's raining, when it's thunderstorming, when the waves is real high, when your ship gets turned over, it can get righted again. You know, I want you to understand, stop wanting everything to be smooth for yourself. That's not realistic, y'all. That's not what life is. If life was smooth for us all the time, we would have no level of appreciation. We would have no need for faith. We would have no relationship with God. I promise you we wouldn't. If everything was level and smooth, there would be no flow to life. You wouldn't even have real emotions if it stayed smooth all the time. You would have no appreciation for sunny days. Because if the sun shined every day, because we are human, all of us, we would just get accustomed to it. And we would just go about thinking, oh, well, this is how it's supposed to go. But God treats the weather just like life. It has its sunny days. It has its partly cloudy days. It has its days when it's thunderstorming. It has its days where it's windy outside. It has its days where it's just gray. Then it has some days where it's just perfectly beautiful weather. And then just like life, the weather, it has seasons to it. You have a season where it just seems like for a period of time, you're just out here toiling, working. And then you seems like there's a period of time where it might seem like all your crops is dead and ain't nothing coming out the ground. And then you'll have seasons in your life where you're just harvesting the fruit and the manna and the crops are coming all in. That's life. And God gives us these examples of life all through nature and everything. When the leaves turn brown and orange, how beautiful they can be. But if some people, if you don't see the beauty of the orange and the scarlets and the red and the oranges of the leaves, then you miss the beauty of fall. If you just sitting there going, oh, whoa, Lord, it's finna be winter. Now you spend the whole beautiful fall worrying about when winter come. When winter come and that beautiful snow is coming out the sky and you're able to go snowboarding and skiing and sledding and making snow cream and making ice milk and making snowmen and making angels and stuff. You miss the beauty of winter. Fix your mind, y'all. This is life. Life has all these ebb and flows, and we are awake and alive to partake of all these ebb and flows. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to partake of life with all its ups and downs, sunny days, rainy days. When you need rain for flowers to go. It's like God's word is just like the rain. God does not send rain and snow to earth without it returning something. You know what I mean? When the rain falls from the sky, it returns flowers. When the rain falls from the sky, it returns greenery and trees. It supplies nourishment for seeds. That's when rain goes. When God gives his word, God don't give you his word without a return. Open your mind to God's word, man. It has a return value to it, y'all. Get into your faith and understand what God is saying to you. Don't let nobody fool you with all this Illuminati conversation and all this foolishness right here. God is real, man. God is very, very real. He's the truth of the matter. Sit up here and let these people talk you into some okey-doke that ain't real. God is real, man. That Bible been around since the... You don't even know when it wasn't around. Every word in it, check it. Because it's truth. Get into your faith, y'all. God loves you, man. It'd be the best thing for you. Talk to God. He loves you. If you don't have faith, ask God.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.